Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. You know, this week in September, we are kicking off the National Hispanic Heritage Month. And while Latino communities are growing across the U.S., there's research that shows Hispanic men are still among the least likely to seek mental health treatment. And in an effort to change that, the Conenta Foundation is hosting the 2025 Hispanic Mental Health Conference right here in North Texas. And this year's theme is Hombres Healing and Hope, breaking the silence on men's mental health. The conference will bring together national leaders, local professionals, and community members to tackle stigma, share resources, and highlight cultural informed care. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Hilda McClure, everyone. She's an LPC and board member with the Conenta Foundation. We appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, so why was it so important this year to focus on men's mental health?
I think that we are, if we look at the culture even of the world, of the U.S. right now, we're seeing that we are continue to be in a mental health crisis. And I think that men have a unique opportunity to help shift that. I think women, we've been in the work, Latina women have been in the work for a long time. And I don't always know that we've given space for men, Latino men specifically, to join us in that work. And so as a result, I think we decided that this year we're going to give them some space to dive in with us.
Are men better off now than, say, 10, 15 years ago, as far as dealing with mental health and talking about it?
I don't really think so. I think that men are under a lot of pressure. I think it's been that way for a long, long time. But I think they're under incredibly, like, much more now. You know, we have, depending on kind of what your belief system is, right, we expect men to support a household and to not be toxic and to be good fathers. And if your significant other wants to be a stay at home, and that's an incredible amount of pressure, while also culturally we don't teach men how to name their emotions. We tell men you're not allowed to cry. We tell men that there is no space for weakness. And so I think that the pressure has actually increased over time more than decreased. But I don't think that services are meeting the demand of that.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Those are really interesting challenges. I mean, and very unique to them. Are there any others that might keep them from reaching out to seek professional help?
I think there, especially in the Latino community, I think there's still a lot of stigma. Around seeking mental health. You know, la ropa sucia se lava en casa, the dirty laundry gets washed at home. And we, men specifically, right, like really hold on to that because of the shame. Shame is a big driving factor here. And so that combination of all those things, the cultural elements, the stigma, the shame, keep men silenced and continue to keep men silenced.
How important is it for guys to have a group of other guys where they can possibly share what's going on with them that they don't necessarily share with their families?
Yeah, I think that's super important. So there was a trend. I don't have a ton of research for it, but there was a trend that popped up on social media just a couple of months ago about men being lonely and how they don't talk about being lonely. But women, right, we're known to gab. We love a good yap session. We love chatting. And we don't expect men to do that, but it's actually really important for them to feel connection and to have relationships where they can heal too. And so I think it's going to look different than maybe what it would look like for women. We talk a lot more than men do, but that does not negate the fact that men need to be in relationship too and have a safe place to even mention a little bit of what's going on.
No, absolutely. And you guys are trying to address that by bringing on two big names. You have Fred Sandoval, Dr. J. Rocky Romero. What will attendees ultimately take away from seeing them, hearing from them, and sharing space with them?
Yeah, absolutely. So they're coming to us from the National Latino Behavioral Health Association, which is a national organization that really focuses on behavioral health for the U.S. for Latinos. And so they've been doing some pretty dynamic work at the forefront to make mental health accessible for Latinos. And both of them are very dynamic speakers. They have been in the research. And so I really feel like anyone who comes to listen to them and sit under their whatever lesson they're going to come with us are really going to leave really encouraged and really inspired and really passionate about this work.
How do you guys to actually come to this event to listen to it as opposed to their wives or girlfriends bringing the message to them that they learned from the event?
Yeah, so something that's really cool that we've done this week is that all of our lessons, so whether it's coming from the main speakers or you're going into a breakout, almost all of our presenters are male. Not all of them, but we have a huge, huge emphasis on male presenters coming in. And I think that helps with some of the stigma that they're learning from people who look like them, not just like women coming in trying to tell them what to do, because I think sometimes that can be the feeling. And so almost, I would say 100% of our sessions are focused on some sort of masculinity, Latino, men and their care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You know, when we talk about mental health, a lot of times in the news, we talk about adolescence and we talk about also social media. Will that also be addressed, you know, considering that you'll probably have an older audience, but, you know, just also talking about how to address that in your own household with your young boys?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are quite a few sessions about like family therapy and how we can include the family in the way we are treating mental health. I would say, you know, the science shows us that healing, regardless of gender, happens in relationship. And what we often forget is that while being with a therapist can be incredibly helpful, especially if you don't have someone else to chat with, a lot of what happens in the counseling room actually translates in our family systems, right? So when we make a change, maybe that was encouraged by therapy and it happens within the family system, that's actually going to stick longer than anything I would ever say to a client. So we do have quite a few sessions around family work and encouraging them in that realm.
How important is it to have that unified front for parents to be talking to their kids?
Absolutely. Super important. So we love, right, what is the saying? Do as I say, not as I do. But the neuroscience shows us it's quite the opposite. We have these things called mirror neurons, and these mirror neurons pick up behaviors. And that's how we learn how to exist in the world. And so a lot of times our kids are learning by what they see, not by what we do. And so when we can be vulnerable and open to healing, we actually pass that down generationally, just because of what they're witnessing, not even sometimes what they hear me saying, but what they're actually seeing me do. And so when we can get parents on board, especially men, because, right, we consider, especially more traditional households, men typically are the ones that we put the mantle of leadership on. And so when we see men do that, it really changes everything within the household, because it gives space for young boys and young girls to really have a role model to look up to, a safe space to process their own emotions. But mom and dad have to be the first ones to do that work.
Is your, you know, the workshops that you're going to be hosting geared towards only professionals in the business, or could our everyday listener right now take part in this conference coming up this Friday?
Yeah, absolutely. We do have quite a heavy emphasis on the clinician, because we're offering CEUs. However, anyone's welcome to come and participate. This is our third year doing it, and what's really neat about this conference is that it really is like a big party. It really is like a big family. And our clinicians, whether it's the presenters or the other people attending, we have created a really inclusive space for even community leaders, community members to come in and ask questions and learn more. And therapy, we're not necessarily doing some kind of secret magic taboo, right? Like, we're not like waving a wand. A lot of the things that we are learning about are things that we're going to give back to the community anyway.
One last question for me is, when you talk about how this just continues, parents teaching the kids and everything like that, what's it take to break that cycle in order to get more guys to open up about what they're thinking inside?
Yeah. I think Bell Hook writes in her book, All About Love, how we want men to be vulnerable, but the moment that we're vulnerable, we shut them down. Right. And so we are like, we want you to be emotionally connected to us. And then they show any kind of emotion and it gets shut down. Well, why do you feel this way? It makes me feel a certain kind of way. And so I think it literally takes one person to be willing to be vulnerable, whether that is the man, the woman. And that's all it takes to change generations. If I can come into my home, if I can come into the spaces and say, like, I'm going to be willing to sit in the uncomfortableness of being vulnerable, that shifts everything.
Well, as we wrap this up, we of course want to give our listeners an opportunity to sign up, get their tickets before you run out. Can you give a rundown on where it's at, when it's taking place, and how they can go ahead and get their ticket?
Absolutely. So you can find the link to buy tickets at KenenchaFoundation.org. We will be at Mountain View, Dallas College Mountain View, September 19th, this coming Friday, starting at 8 a.m. And we will go all day. So it'll be from 8 to 4, right down the street.
Fantastic. Was there anything else you want our listeners to know about mental health?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the biggest thing is just to take the first step. I think when we're talking about mental health, because of the stigma, because of the taboo, it can feel really daunting. And the first thing that any of us can do is just to take the first step. And whether that is reaching out to a peer, coming to a conference, reaching out to a therapist, those will all help. All those choices will help move us in the right direction.
And that is Hilda McClure with the Kenenta Foundation here for their Hispanic Mental Health Conference coming up this Friday here on KRLD. Thanks so much for the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.